Good morning, Father. Hallelujah. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I need thee this morning, God. Need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. I need you this morning like the many stars above need the setting of the sky, God. I need thee, oh, I need thee, Lord. Blessed Father, blessed Son, blessed Holy Spirit. God, we come before your presence even right now, God, asking you, O Lord, to allow us in your presence. Allow us at your throne of grace this morning, God, as we appeal for the people. We come before you, Lord, thanking you, O God, for your many blessings that you've bestowed upon us. We come before you this morning, God, asking you to lay down your hands of mercy upon the people, O God, everywhere, that you would touch lives, O God, that they might be changed forever, God, never to return to the worldly things, but to remain kingdom-minded, focused on you, God, worshiping you in spirit and in truth, because you are a spirit, God. And they that worship you, God, you say we must worship you in spirit, and we must worship you in truth. We ask you now, Father, for your many blessings, your love and your kindness to continue to be on us, Lord. Help us, O God, to reach out and to help someone else, God. We pray for those, O God, who may be struggling and suffering, God. For those who may not have a meal this morning, God, feed them, Lord. For those who may not have shelter, God, provide, O Lord. For those who, O God's heart, are downtrodden, lift them up, O Lord God, our God. We need you this morning, Lord. We need you this morning, God. We need you, Father, like the ocean needs the streams. We need you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Like the daylight needs the sun to shine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we need you. Cover us, oh God. Create in us clean hearts and renew right spirits within us. Somebody needs a healing right now. Needs you to touch their heart and strengthen it. Purify their kidneys, God, right now, God. Touch their liver on the inside, God. Somebody needs you to strain the cancer from their body right now, God. Needs you to remove every lymph node that's affected, God, in the name of Jesus. You be the chemotherapy. Anointing, oh God. Anointing, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you this morning, Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory this morning for the things that he has done. He is great this morning. He is greatly to be praised. And I need him this morning. I don't know about you, but I need him this morning. I need him this morning. I need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. I need you like the many stars above needs the setting of the sky. I need you like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever, so hear my humble cry. Won't you join me? Come on. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Yes, I do, God. Every hour, I need thee. Somebody needs you this morning, God. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Come on, somebody. Lord, I come. Give it up to him. To thee, Lord, I come. Come on to him. Come on. To thee. Let him know. Lord, I come. Come on. Talk to him. Talk to him. Come on, God. Come on, God. Do this thing so I don't be hindered, God. Lord, I come. To thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee, yes. Every hour, I need thee. Hallelujah. Oh, bless me. Bless me. Bless me, my Savior. Come on, somebody. Lord, I come to thee. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we bless you this morning. We need you this morning, God. We're coming on behalf of the people, God. We're coming with the people, God. We need you this morning, God. Like the desert needs the rain, God. We need you like the oceans need the streams, God. We need you, God. Oh, God, like those in hunger need to be fed, God. We need you this morning, God. Like those who are thirsty, oh, God, need to be drenched, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you, God. Hallelujah, God. We need you, God. We need you this morning, Lord. Come on, somebody. Give him a praise out there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? You already know the answer. Of no one or no thing. Of no situation nor circumstance. Oh God, no fears, God. No fears, God. Oh God, thank you this morning, God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. God is great. Thank you, Lord. God is awesome. Thank you, Lord. You know, on this past week, thank you, Lord, doing our 9 for 9. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We talked about taking deep breaths in deep water. Come on, God. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to expound on that just some more this morning. Neither confined nor confound will we be. Come on. Come on, somebody. Neither confined nor confound. Oh, thank you, God. Come on, give him a praise right there. Thank you, Lord. Before we go into our word and our scripture, we want to remember our mission and our vision this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We want to remember our mission and our vision this morning. Our mission to foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. Amen. Thank you, God. And our vision is we will live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that, oh God, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. Somebody come on, give it up. Say, living in excellence, we what? We walk in expectation. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Neither confined nor confound this morning. And as we reflect back on deep breaths and deep water, we remember and we remind you that we want you just for a moment to just imagine yourself out in the middle of the ocean. For those of you who may have been on a cruise, imagine walking out onto that deck and looking down at those deep, dark waters. It almost looks black. God is such a miracle worker. But I can guarantee you, if you were to be able to just scoop up a little bit of that water, it'd be just as clear. Only God is able to do this thing, you see? But when you imagine yourself in that deep water, it's almost scary. It's almost a little fear in there, you know? And that's a fear of God. That's a reverencing of God. That's the healthy fear, you know? We must fear the Lord in reverencing him. And when we think about ourselves in deep water, can you imagine? Can you imagine going down into that water and not being able to come up again? You see, in that water, you're confined. As a human flesh being, you're confined. You may not be able to make it out, you see? There are some things that hold us down. In that deep water, you know, we can look at that thing in the natural, and then we can look at it in the spiritual. We know that it can, if we were to take a deep breath while we're in the deep water, We're going to go further down. We're going to sink. We're going down. You're going to drown. You're not going to make it out. But to take deep breaths and deep water in the spirit will cause you to be enlightened. You see, when things are over your head, when you feel like you're drowning, take a deep breath in the spiritual waters. You see, let the waters flow, amen? Thank you, God, from the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And it'll be able to cause you to rise, come on, rise back up out of those situations and those circumstances. Oh my gosh, many of the deep waters that we find ourselves in, you done got yourself in some deep water. That's what the older folks used to say. That means you done got yourself in some trouble. You living in troubling times. You going through some things that you know you had no business doing, and now it's got you in a mess. Oh my goodness. You living in some deep waters. You living in some times where your life feels constricted. You feel confined. With this thing, this COVID thing, we feel confined and confound. We feel like we can't move here and there and can't go about like we're used to doing. I want to remind you that the Israelites, thank you, God, when they were still in Egypt and God was bringing them out, he was going to deliver them. But he had a mission to accomplish when he had to call the plague of death upon Egypt. Let me remind you that they were confined in the physical, but they were not confound in the spiritual. God told them to go into their homes, cover their doorposts with the blood of, oh God, the Lamb, my God. And he said, don't come out. Stay in. That was when God confined you. Oh, hallelujah. You better understand that deep water that he's putting you in, that place that he's putting you in to hold you, that he is protecting you. You see, they may have, oh my God, not understood, not being to go about as they please. And he already told them, if you come out, you're going to die. Oh, you know some tried it. You know somebody came on out just to see if it was real, while the other ones was looking at the door saying, oh my God. And as soon as they walk out, death was scooping them up. Let me tell you, you be the one on the inside looking out. You be the one, oh God, waiting for God to bring you up out of that deep water. Because when you're in that deep water and you breathe in the natural, you're going down. But when you're breathing in the spiritual, you're going to be elevated. You're going to, oh God, this thing is going to pass over your house. This thing is going to pass you by. This thing, oh God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. And even if it slips in, because you got one that opens the door and goes out, oh God, it's not going to kill you. It's not, death can't harm you because you in the door. Oh my God. You in the doorway of safety. My God. Thank you, Lord. On the natural side, you see, we always prepare ourselves before we put our head under the water. Some of us may take a deep breath. Others of us may, especially those people that like to go scuba diving, and I forget what the other thing is that my daughter likes to do on vacation, going under there, looking at the animals of the sea, the fish of the water. Thank you, Lord. But let me tell you, on the natural side, we prepare for that. We might put on some goggles. Oh, some of us put on the thing that covers your nose and your mouth. Oh, goodness, on the natural side, you see, you prepare to go under that water. But on the spiritual side, let me tell you, our preparation is to put on the whole armor of God. Our preparation is to shod up our feet, to cover our head with that helmet of salvation. Our preparation is to take on the sword and the shield, oh my God, of faith and truth. Come on, somebody. Our preparation in the spiritual is to stay before God day in and day out, praying without ceasing, because we will neither be confined nor confound. I'm coming. We will neither be confined nor confound. Before we get into the scriptures, let us look at some definitions of these words, neither confined nor confound. To be confined or confined means this: It equals restrict, to limit, keep within the limits of, not allow to go beyond. And then we look at confined, restricted, confined, restricted, to be cramped, constricted, limited, confining, small, narrow, compact, a place that's tight, pinched, oh my God, squeezed, a place that's pokey, it's uncomfortable, and guess what? It's inadequate. It is inadequate for you to be in a place that is confining or that has confined you, a place that restricts. You see, when the Israelites, thank you, Lord, were confined to that place in their home, when God told them to put that blood over their, oh God, over their doorpost, when God gave them the instructions, he didn't restrict them to living. He didn't restrict them to breathing. You see, when you're in a restricted place, when you're confined in the natural, you have to go in the spiritual. When you're confined and it's cramped and you feel like all hope is gone, can you imagine that as they were covered and they understood that God said, if you go out, death is going to take you? Do you understand that they did not feel restricted, but they felt a sense of peace? Oh, we are neither confined nor confound in the spirit. The Spirit of God keeps us. And when we talk about being confound, and I tried to look up the word confounded, but it wouldn't come up. So is there such a word? But confound or confounded equals dismay. To be dismayed about something. To be astonished or dumbfounded. And I'm not amazed or astonished in a happy way. But so much so that you're confounded in the mind that it's too much for you to fathom. To stagger or surprise. There's so many. To dismay. My God. My God, to dismay. When we are dismayed, we're horrified, we're shocked, we're shaken, we're discomposed. Trouble is on every hand. Something that confounds us leaves us with our mouth open. It catches us off balance. We are neither confined nor confound. We don't want to be confined or confound. Come on, somebody. Listen, our spirit man is neither confined nor confound by the logistical rules of this natural being that we're housed in. You see, let us come on here. This, oh my God, in this place that we live in, this thing is going to deteriorate. This thing is going to ache with pain. This thing is going to hurt, oh God, if we're hit. This thing, you see, that we're housed in, this natural being that we're housed in, this is not me. This is not us. This natural being is simply a housing place, a holding place, oh my goodness, for my real self. My real self belongs to God. My real self is a spirit. You know why? Because he made me in his image. And the word declares and decrees that God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship God how? In spirit and in truth. So because God is a spirit and he made me in his image, I am a spirit. Come on, God, in the name of Jesus. And I am simply housed temporarily in this natural being, in this place that might, oh God, sink in deep waters, in this place that might be restricted in this earth, but I'm not going to be restricted. I'm not going to be dismayed. I'm not going to be confined in the spirit because God has freed my spirit. And the word of God reminds me that he who is free in Christ is free indeed. I'm neither confound nor confined. Come on, God. Thank you, Lord. Let's look at, oh my God. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Let's look at John 16 and 33. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. John 16 and 33. Thank you, Lord. And it says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I, God, have overcome the what? The world. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. John 16:33, that's what it says. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. These things, this is Christ speaking, I have spoken unto you, he says, that in me, in Christ, you might have peace. You see, you're neither confound nor confined by the things and the struggles of this world, the things that cause you harassment, the things that cause you to be uneasy. God, Christ already said, I've spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. So when you're in Christ, you don't have to deal with this stuff in the world. You shall have tribulation. He's real with us. You're going to go through some things, but your spirit may feel it, but it's not confined, nor is it confound. Your spirit is able to rise above it. Your spirit is able to take those, blow out those breaths so that you can come up out of the deep water. But be of good cheer, says, I've overcome the world. So though you go through trials and tribulations, Christ is saying here that I have overcome the world. I've already overcome those things that you got to deal with. I have won the victory. Somebody posted the other day that the devil is winning many battles right now, but God has the victory. Well, I'm going to declare and decree that Christ is winning every battle that we're going through. It may not look like it. It may not feel like it sometimes. It may not even sound like it. But I'm telling you, Christ is winning the battles. God is in control. If you trust in him, keep your faith. Keep steadfast. Hold on. Come on, somebody. You need God. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. That's all you have to do is tell it. When you feel like you're down and out, when COVID has hit your house, when you're sick in your body, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. When your children seem like they're going through, you don't know which way to turn, you don't feel like you can help them, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. When the doctors give up on you, my God, tell you that's it. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, when your house feels like it's been turned inside out, you're physically fighting, you're abusing somebody, somebody's abusing you, I need thee. Christ said, you will, oh God, have tribulation in the world, but I, be of good cheer. Hold on, he's saying, hold on. I have overcome the world. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I've already overcome the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God is great and greatly to be praised this morning. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Lord. Listen, you're neither confined nor confound in the spirit. And because you are spirit man, guess what? Your natural man can live with your spirit man. Your natural man doesn't have to be confined nor confound either. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. The word of God here says this: we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Oh my God, it says we are persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but what? Not destroyed. This earth, this world cannot destroy us. Our bodies may go limp. I'm trying to get us to understand that your physical person is going to lay down and sleep one day. Your physical person is going to die from this world. But though we have trouble on every side, we do not have to be distressed because we live in Christ. He says, oh God, oh my God, oh my God. I got to remind us again, Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Do you hear me? But God will bring us through them all. So though we are troubled on every side. Oh my God, somebody said, every time I try to do good. Oh, every time. Evil is on every hand. I'm trying to do right, and you want to push me to do wrong. I'm trying to pray, and you want to stop me from praying. I'm trying to preach. You want to cut off the words. I'm trying to sing. You trying to mess up my tune. Come on, somebody. All I'm trying to do is live right, and you want to keep presenting me with the mess and the stuff. Come on, somebody. We are troubled on every side. We might be going through. I did all I could, Pastor. I tried to stay safe. I masked up, and yet COVID touched me. Though we are troubled on every side, you don't have to be distressed about it. We are perplexed, but not in despair. See, we don't be because we are children of God. We are covered, you see. Because we are of the Most High God, He's going to keep us. We may be persecuted. Maybe you messed up a long time ago. Oh, God, if somebody doesn't want to let you live it down. Oh, my gosh. You might mess up today. You might mess up tomorrow. Folks going to persecute you. You know, people have a tendency to pay more attention to the things you're doing wrong than the things you're doing right. You know why? Because they can't figure out how you're doing so right. How you're doing so good. Folks, oh God. It said I may be cast down, but I won't be destroyed. They can put their foot on my back, but they can't destroy me. They can't take my spirit. They can't kill my spirit. They can't take my soul. They can't kill my soul. My soul belongs to God. I am of Him, and He is in me. Thank you, God. Come on, somebody. Neither confined nor confound will I be. I'm not going to be restricted in my praise. I'm not going to be restricted in the things that I want to do, even in this life. Because God said, Christ said that he came that we might have life and have it how? More abundantly. You see, He said He will provide our every need according to His riches in what? Glory. It's okay for you to go after something. It's okay for you to want to be successful in this life. You see, God didn't want His children. God doesn't want His children to fail. He doesn't want us to be on the bottom of the pot. You can only praise me because you poor. Come on, somebody. You can only praise me because you down and out. You ought to be able to praise me when you're up and when you're down. You ought to be able to praise me so much when you're down in the muck and miry. I begin to push you up. I begin to use you. Somebody discovers you on a street corner, living off the street. Don't know which way to turn. Don't know what's coming next. And God will send angels unaware who will come in and pick you up and help you up and pray with you and strengthen you and restore you. And to somebody out there who needs to pray with somebody, don't you hesitate. You need to take in, oh God, some of their issues to help them with. Not internalize it that it hurts you, but be able to understand them. Sometimes folks just want somebody to listen. Somebody to talk to. Talk to your children. Talk to your husband. Talk to your wife. Talk to your mothers. Talk to your fathers. And I taught mine. If you can't talk to me, you talk to somebody. Back then I said that has good sense. But now I say somebody that knows the Lord, our God. You got to redirect them. Make sure that you don't leave them open for the earth to cause them to be confined nor confound. Perplexed, come on, in dismay. We don't want our children in dismay. We don't want our children feeling restricted, not by this world. Thank you, God. Oh, my gosh. Let's look at Isaiah 43, 1 through 2. Word of God says here, but now, thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, he says, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine, he says. When thou passest through the waters, oh, those deep waters, Oh, he says, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Come on, praise. Y'all need to give God a praise on that word right there. Oh, my goodness. When thou pass through the waters, you're going to be able to pass through those deep waters. Told you to imagine yourself in those deep waters. God's going to keep you moving. Oh, he's saying, he'll be with us when we have to go through. He'll be with us, oh my God, when the waters come and the floods try to overtake. He says, I'm going to be with you. And when the rivers, oh God, go. When you go through rivers, they shall not overflow thee. It's not going to kill you. And I say to my brothers and sisters in New Orleans, in these cities, that are being overtaken even by the waters. God said the rivers may come, but I'm not going to allow it to overtake you. Somebody still got a testimony. Their house may be, oh God, drenched. Their home may have come down because of the waters. The electricity is not working right now. But he said, I'm not going to let it confine you nor confound you. You're not going to be in dismay. This too shall pass. Know that whatever you're going through right now, God is right there with you. I need thee. Stand in the midst of those waters. Oh, I need thee. Stand in the midst of that home that's been messed up. Every hour, I need thee. Come on, God. Stand on the streets, oh God. Oh, bless me. Bless me, my Savior. Thank you, Lord. When you feel like you're at wit's end, don't you give up. Don't you give out. You hold fast to God's unchanging hand. He says, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, whatever it is that's trying to burn you, come on. Oh, God. He says, you won't be burned. It looks like it's going to hurt, but you keep walking. You keep your eyes stayed on the prize. You press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You stay. Keep your mind stayed on him. He said, when you're walking through the fire, you're not going to be burned. Y'all know I've got to talk about my brothers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, my God. He's saying to you right now, don't you turn on me. Don't you curse the God that can keep you. Don't you curse the God that can raise you back up. Don't you curse the God that can rebuild their home. Don't you curse the God that can restore health. Don't you curse the God that can restore life. Don't you curse the God that can heal your mental illness, that can bring your emotional state back to what it needs to be. Don't you curse the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of us, the God of our ancestors, the God who took us in and didn't leave us out so that we might not be confined nor confound. Don't you do it. You lift your hands in his presence. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. You better learn how to talk to God every hour. I need thee. Then you ask him for what you need. Oh, bless me right now, my Savior. I'm coming with an open heart, God. I'm coming with an open mind. My mind is not confined. My mind is not confound. I need thee. Oh, bless me, my Savior. This is how I'm coming, God. I'm coming humble. I'm coming broken. And it's sad that God has to break us sometimes. He broke me. Oh, he broke me real good. Sometimes he's got to break us for us to pay attention. Sometimes he got to break us. We got to go through some things, y'all. Christ told us, oh God. He told us in that word, John 16 and 33, he said it. These things I have spoken, that in me you might have peace. He told us in this world we're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. That means hold on, hold out, continue to pray. As he's already overcome the world. This world is not our home. We're living here temporary. We're temporarily here. Oh my gosh. And everything that we go through is summed up in Romans 8 and 28. Everything. Because it says this. And we know. Doesn't say we think. Doesn't say we speculate. It says we know. In our spirit man, we know that all things work together for good to them that what love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Oh my goodness, that's God. We will neither be confined nor confound by the deep waters, by the things that are rushing at us, that are things that are sneaking in at us, creeping up and creeping out. We will neither be confined nor confound. Get your focus off what you are able to do in this world. Get your mind stayed on Jesus. When you do that, he will open up doors for you to do what you need to do in this world. Come on. We got to make sure he's first. He's foremost. We got to make sure that in everything we're giving thanks, we've got to make sure that we're trusting him with all our heart and not leaning to our own understanding. We've got to make sure that we're seeking him first and his righteousness, and then he will add everything else in place that we need. We got to make sure that, oh God, if we want him to give us the desires of our heart, that we are delighting ourselves in him. That means that we are contented with where he has us right now. Even if I'm in a deep place, in deep water, and I'm dark, God, I'm contented, oh God, because I know, God, you're going to bring me up. Even if things are a little shaky, my money doesn't look like I want it to look, God, my family isn't acting like I want them to act, God, I'm going to be contented. I'm not in a big house. I might be in a shack, but I'm thanking you, God. Oh God, bless me in my shack, and God will begin to add walls. He will begin to build out to add to that land. Oh, that you would bless me, oh Lord, indeed, and enlarge my territory, and that your hand would be with me and you would keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me. God, give us that prayer again in our lives. Oh God, oh God, oh Father, I remember you giving me that prayer, God. Oh, that you would bless me, oh Lord, indeed. And he began to do it and enlarge my territory, and that your hand would be with me, oh God, and you would keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me, oh God. This Josie, come on, make it personal. Type your name and God, this me. This is me, your child, God. Oh, God, call me, Lord. Call my name, God. This is me, God, standing in the need of prayer. This is me not wanting to be confined nor confound, God. I need to be free. I need for my mind to be able to elevate it. I need to not be confined to poverty, God. I need not to be confined to homosexuality, God. I need to not be confined to being a whoremonger, God. I need to not be confined to being a liar, God. I need to not be confined, oh God, to being, God, a troublemaker, God. I need to not be confined, God, to the sinful things of this earth and this world. I need to not be confined, God, to being a backbiter. Oh God, I need to not be confined to any sin, anything, God, that goes against your will. I need to not be confined, God. I need to not be confined. And while I don't want to be confined, I need to not confine anybody else. I need to not be confounded, God. I need to not cause anybody else to be in dismay. Oh, God, if they're, oh, God, lacking, let me help provide. If they're going down, let me help lift them up. If they feel, God, all alone, even if it's what they've done, God, even if it's their own doing, God, it was my own doing. You had mercy on me. Let me be merciful, God. You said, blessed are those that are merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Let me be one to obtain mercy, God. Let me be one to be meek, God, that I might inherit the earth, Lord. Oh, God, come on, Jesus. I don't want to be confined nor confound
I don't be in dismay. I want to be amazed, oh God. So much so that when I do something, people are, oh wow, she did that. He did that. To God be the glory. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son, this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on, y'all. Give him a praise out here this morning. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Oh God, of whom shall we be afraid? Oh God, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light. Come on. And my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear in the time of trouble? He shall hide me in the time of trouble. He's done it for me, y'all. Shall hide me in the time of trouble. God has already hidden me. Whom shall I fear? Psalms 27 says this. I want you to listen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, when those things, when every situation came upon me to devour my flesh. Remember this house we live in? My enemies and my foes, all of those things stumbled and fell. Though an army it may feel like encamps around me, it seems like, oh, I'm drowning in the deep waters. The word says, though an army encamps around me, my heart will not fear. Don't be fearful. Don't be afraid. Trust God. It says, though a war breaks out against me, I will keep my trust. One thing I have asked of the Lord. This is what I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To dwell, come on, in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To gaze on the beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple. Don't be confined. Don't be confounded. Make sure that you understand where God is, who God is, how God is, and what God is in your life and of your life. It is he that will cause us to neither be confined, not restricted, we're able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us, nor confound. We don't have to be in dismay. We don't have to worry about the troubles. We don't have to be downtrodden. He is the lifter up of our heads. Come on, give God a praise for it. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you now for these, your people. We bless you. We give you glory and we give you honor. And we pray that every person, oh God, that engages in this message, oh God, every person, oh God, that their home, their household, every person they touch, oh God, would neither be confined nor confounded by the things of this earth, this world, but that they would prosper, God, in the Holy Spirit. They would prosper, God, in the beauty of holiness. They would prosper, God, in kingdom, oh God. They would prosper, God, even in this world. They would prosper above all others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory now, honor, and we give you praise. And we ask you, Father, to give us, oh God, give us this day our daily bread, oh God. Feed us, Father, as only you are able. And, oh Lord, as we depart from this message, but never from your presence, we ask you to rest, rule, and abide with us. With us. With us. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.